Day 13, March 2nd. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 6 and was written by the Reverend Rebecca L. Young, Class of 2021. The NRSV translation gives this psalm a title, Prayer for Recovery from Grave Illness. However, there is little in the verses to indicate the weeping is exclusively due to sickness. In our times, as well as in David's era, there is much to weep about. As a hospital chaplain, I often meet people of faith who share that they are ashamed of their tears over their illness. Others have it worse, they say, or I have faith in God, so I shouldn't be crying. Some people share that they believe, or were taught to believe by family members, that tears are a sign of weakness. And yet there is much to weep about. Lent is a time of lament and weeping, and our God is no stranger to tears. This psalm is a reminder that grief is part of our faith too. From the psalmist to Jesus himself, weeping is sometimes how God's people express themselves. The Psalms remind us that when we cannot find the words for the depths of sorrow and suffering, we are consoled by a spirit that intercedes with sighs too deep for words. From personal illness to systemic injustice, there is much to weep about. This psalm describes deep grief, tear-soaked seats and eyes sore from crying. But it also affirms that God hears us when we cry out. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord accepts my prayer. So let us not be afraid to cry. Today's prayer. God of joy and sorrow, in this season of lament and repentance, we cry out to you with heavy tears. Hear the grief of all those suffering, especially those whose sadness is known only to you. Bring comfort to all those who weep, and guide us to comfort those among us who suffer. Give us courage to trust you with all our deepest feelings and sorrows, and hear us when we cry out to you from the depths. We ask this in the name of your Son, who has walked and wept among us, and leads us out of sorrow into joy and eternal life. Amen.